What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off, doesn't it? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. It's nothing that we can do. It's nothing that we can say. It's the blood. Amen. And what he did for us. Praise the Lord. Let me see what you got here.
Blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and it calms mighty fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Let's do the chorus again. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. One more time. It will never lose its power. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord accepts us where we are, doesn't he? And we can be a lot of different places. But you know what? When you're about as low as you can go, and the Lord grabs a hold of you, and you grab a hold of him, and he lifts you out of that pit, you don't want to go back. You never want to go back, because there's nothing there but death and lies and disappointments. And the Lord lifts us out and he gives us hope. Amen. The battle's already been won. The people are already redeemed. They just don't know it. Amen. That's why our testimonies are so important. When we can share where the Lord has brought us from, and the different ways that he saved our hind ends. How many times has the Lord saved your hiney? Huh? Just being a little blunt. It's okay to be blunt in the body. Many times. Because he loves us. And he has a plan for us. Amen. But he takes us just as we are. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am poor, wretched, blind, sight riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to fight, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down, now to be thine, yea, thine, O Lord, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Back to verse 1, Shirley.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Bless the Lord. You know, I remember when the Lord bidst me. He bid me to come to Him. And I said, yes, Lord. My world was ruined. It couldn't have been worse. And He said, I will restore your marriage. I will heal your family if you choose to follow me. Or you can choose to continue to live the way you've been living. And there is no answer there, just heartache and pain. Well, it wasn't a hard decision to make. That was easy breezy. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll follow you for the rest of my life. And he has kept every promise. And he continues to do so. And that is his heart for all of his children. He has given each of you a hope. He's not going to steal that away from you. He's going to do everything that he possibly can. And he can do anything, can't he? To keep that hope alive in your hearts. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of the hope that Christ has given you. Amen. Okay.
Although the ground is sinking sand, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, the ground is sinking sand. Although the ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, Lord, the ground is sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before for the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, the ground is sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. One more time. On Christ the solid rock I stand, the ground is sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. Praise Jesus. For your name is holy, holy Lord. For your name is holy, holy Lord. I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood
the Lamb, I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you, for your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy, holy, Lord. I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy, holy. For your name is holy, holy, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Take some of my doubt and unbelief here. Praise God. It takes a little while to build a bomb, but it don't take long for it to go off. Praise the Lord. I ask the Lord to hide me behind His cross. I thank Him and I praise the Lord for the gift of calling that the Lord has visited me with for all of these years. Praise the Lord. It's not a canceled check, but it's history in the making. And I thank God for day by day that He has blessed me. And I've been battling a little battle. I'll share it. Several years ago, I had a stroke. And God miraculously healed me completely. And a year ago, November, I went down to Algodones. I come back home, and about 6 o'clock in the evening, I felt some tingling in my left hand, left side of my face, and down my left leg. And went over to Blythe, you know, it's like an army clinic over there. I thought it was a hospital, but it's a clinic. And they put me in there for 24 hours. They didn't feed me, never gave me nothing. Took an MRI and kicked me out. Praise the Lord. And didn't help me a bit. So all this time I was crying out to the Lord, Lord, what is happening? So it's kind of different. I've never had anything like this in my life. But praise the Lord. My Lord and my God is my healer. I rejoice in the glory of God. He started this mess and He'll finish it. Whoo, glory. I try to get my hand to work. Praise the Lord. Because there's still a paralysis. And this is not a bad confession. This is real. Praise the Lord. But I overcome. Rain, 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 falling rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Rain, 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 falling rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Rain, 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 let it rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Little revival, praise the Lord, a little revival song. This is in G. I don't know what you came to do, But I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just came from a turned on tent, and they were praising the Lord. I just came from a turned on tent, and they were praising the Lord. I just came from a turned on tent, they were praising the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just came from a turned on church, and they were praising the Lord. I just came from a turned on church, and they were praising the Lord. I just came from a turned on church, they were praising the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ain't nobody do you like Jesus. Ain't nobody do you like my Lord. Ain't nobody do you like Jesus. He's my Savior, he's my Lord. Ain't nobody heal you like Jesus. Ain't nobody heal you like my Lord. Ain't nobody heal you like Jesus. He's my Savior, he's my Lord. This is for Tina. Ain't nobody deliver like Jesus. Ain't nobody deliver like my Lord. Ain't nobody deliver like Jesus. He's my Savior, he's my Lord. He's my Savior, he's my Lord. Praise the Lord. And we can go on and on and on. Praise the Lord. This is a little different today. Praise God. Because we're continually in revival. Because it's continually our survival. Praise the Lord. I'd like to have Brother Ike come up and give the very short testimony about how God got a hold of him, and he was sitting in a house, and all hell broke loose. And the next thing he knew, praise the Lord, he was a new creation, and he had to meet that man. Brother Ike, come up and obey God. Take a few minutes here. Praise God. Love you, brother.
Praise God. Back at you. Praise God. A lot of people they know me, praise God, but you know, and as I come down here about, I don't know, about 10 years now. But anyway, you know, in 1986 in March, praise God. And, you know, in that time, like coming into, you know, at the end of 2005, 2000, you know, coming into 1985, into all that time, you know, I was just surviving. Like people wanted to kill me, you know, shoot me, praise God. So in that time. But before, you know, I was a dangerous individual, and I was packing, you know, a gun too. But praise God, you know, all these things that I was strung out on, you know, I would hear voices, you know, and people could just be talking. But when I heard it, they was planning on killing me. And it was a tormenting spirit. You know, I don't know how many people had a, you know, but before they got saved, a tormenting spirit. It would torment you. Praise God. And you know, and I know a lot of young people that's in that torment now because they chose a wrong religion. They choose these religions, ceremonies as a native ceremonies and things, and it's a tormenting spirit. But praise God, in that time in March, I was sitting at a table, praise God, sitting at a table. My chair was up against the table, and some guy came up behind me and started, you know, stabbing me with a knife, and I was just trying to block the knife, and I couldn't get out, you know, the chair out from the table, trying to get the chair out from the table. And anyway, and people asked me, how do you get stabbed over here? You know, because when I got out of the, you know, the chair from the table, and I got up and I hit the guy between the eyeballs, and I knocked him down, and I so mad, you know, I was wanted to just really punch him, you know. And then I started going down on that's when he stabbed in up in the air and stabbed my main vein over here. The knife almost went through my arm, and it severed that artery, and blood was flying with every heartbeat, praise God. And first time he stabbed me in my kidney and spleen in here and cut me three times across my throat. But praise God, you know, and there it's just like there's no help, there's no phone, you know. So I went from there and holding pressure on my arm, and anyway, and then I was sitting in a house. This guy was wrapped my arm up in a towel, and I soaked up three great big bath towels. And with blood. And anyway, I had an experience of like a, you know, a whirlpool. You know how a whirlpool is, just goes down, spinning. That everything started spinning. The house, everything started going down into a black hole. I wasn't going up. I was going down. And but anyway, you know, in chapter 1 of the book of St. John, verse 3 or verse 4, that one of those scripture right there, he says, that light is the life of man. And how many know what's that light? That light is Jesus. So, and I don't know if my, you know, was looking up or my spirit looking up, but way up there, you know, the hole's closing. You know what I mean? It's all dark, but you could see a light at that hole, see? And then it just got real bright and just shot through my body. Shot through my body, and strength came into my body. And I heard a voice at that time, and it says, and the voice says, where's your sweat? Where's your peyote, meaning your ceremony is going to save you now? Where's your drum? Feathers. All these things that I had in my possession and used in these ceremonies. He says, where's it going to save you now? See? Because it was just idols, mediums, Praise God. But he says, I'm the only one can save you. Praise God. And then the paramedics came, the ambulance. These guys was trying to throw me on the stretcher over there. And seeing this cop, he used to be at Douglas County. And he says he was the paramedic driver. And he knew who that call was for. And so he heard these guys kind of, you know, get on the stretcher, you know. And then he rushed through the door and he says, you leave that man alone. Let him do what he wants to do. So I walked out of the house and I was almost by the ambulance. And I heard right here, I had to meet this man called Jesus. Praise God. Had to meet this man called Jesus. And it happened Monday night. And all that week, praise God, scriptures was quoting to me. Praise God. No Bible, nothing. Just had like night visions. Angels talking to me. Praise God. It was a joyful time. I was in the Spirit. And then I couldn't wait to go to church. Praise God. And then I went to church and the altar call, I came out of the pew, tears running down my face. Praise God, and gave my heart to God. But praise God, it changed this man. I got reborn. See, when you people, you have to get this wisdom, get some knowledge, because the understanding and knowledge and wisdom comes from the kingdom. It's not this world. You know what I mean? We're a house. See, you can't save a spirit. And people is bound by spirits. And you can't save a spirit. Praise God, the spirit has to go and walk through a dry place, and Jesus has to come in. Because we're a house. And that's reborn. See, you can't change a lying spirit. You can't change a drug spirit, because a spirit is a spirit. You have to get the Father spirit in you, reborn. God bless you.
What he didn't say is he died and he bled out. And God gave him a transfusion. He was stabbed 7 times, bled out, and he had to meet that man named Jesus, that light. Is that powerful? Praise the Lord. I thank God for the experiences that we have in the Lord. Glory be to God. Where could I go but to the Lord? Every one of us has had our experiences. Glory be to God. You know, through strokes and mountains and valleys, and had a hiatal hernia that was busted open, my diaphragm, on Valium for 7.5 years, alcoholic, just a real dingbat. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, the visitation of the Lord through a prophetic utterance. I went and laid my hands on a television through Ben Kenchulo, that black man on 700 Club. And he prophesied, there's a man out there, been on Valium for 7.5 years. God's going to heal him today if he'll lay his hands on this television. I thought, this is television. We're not supposed to even watch that thing. And I got it in my house. I went over there and I closed down the front blind. I closed down the side blind. Nobody's going to catch me. I locked the front door and I went over and got on my knees and I got totally delivered. Is that powerful? Point of contact, prophetic utterance, and he set me free. Whew, glory be to God. I'm excited about the Word of God. Somebody want to... You want to take these here? I'm different, okay? I'm really different. I had some little flyers made up, you know, bookmarkers. And just somebody wants them. If they don't, they don't have to take them. There's no pressure here. Praise the Lord. And I praise God for the power and the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Praise. I'm not going to try it. My hand's messed up. See, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And praise the Lord, we all should have a testimony of where we come from and where we're going. Praise God. I love the Word of God. I love what the Lord is doing. Praise God. And reach over and tell somebody we're not everybody's cup of tea. If you're one of them crazy Christians, praise the Lord. It's powerful. I believe that the Lord has an agenda. Praise God. And He hasn't changed His agenda. And I'm going to read these scriptures one more time. Praise the Lord. It says, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my heart, my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Every one of us has hourglass sand running through our being. And it runs 24/7. And brothers and sisters, reach over and ask somebody next to you how much sand you got left. You know, we don't know. We don't know the length of days. We don't know when it's over. But we need to be prepared for a transfiguration when it happens. Praise the Lord. You know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've repented, turned around, went the other way, praise the Lord, and received Him. Then you have a change in your life and you'll never be the same. You will go to the water hole and you're baptized. That means you're buried. If you've been sprinkled, you did it wrong. Go do it again. Praise the Lord. I mean, these are emphatic doctrines of Christ. Praise God. And it says, then the infilling of the Holy Ghost, it's called another comforter. Praise the Lord. Reach over and say, second experience. Praise the Lord. See, that second experience gives you the power to overcome, to get delivered, to get set free. But it's not only for you, but it's for others. It gives you the power to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. It gives you the dunamis, the dynamite, the everlasting power to govern your life and to cry unto the Lord. And He always hears us when we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I believe that God has a vision and a plan. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And He has a purpose. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His mind is higher than my mind. His word is higher than I am. And Christ is His seed. Praise the Lord. And He was made flesh, dwelt among us, died for us, raised again, and came back and dwelled in us as the Holy Ghost. Is that powerful? Reach over and ask somebody, did you get it? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians. I'm going to go there. I'd like you to go there too. You know, it was difficult putting a message together for right now. 1 Corinthians 2. Brothers and sisters, every one of us had a starting place. You have to start at the beginning. Praise the Lord. We start with the sincere milk of the Word. And as we go on and mature, I'm not talking down to anybody. I'm talking level. Praise the Lord. Because there's some attributes in the Word that we need to follow. Praise God. And listen to Paul as he begins to speak in Corinth. Verse 1, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Is that powerful? Thank you, Jesus. He didn't come as a busybody. He came to bring a message. And He started out very simple. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power." Say dunamis. Dynamite. Everlasting explosion. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." It's powerful, my brothers and sisters. "How we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of princes of this world that come to naught." Remember that. Praise the Lord. "But we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." See, that demonic spirit wants to kill you. But they would have never slayed Jesus Christ if they'd have known that He was going to raise from the dead and be the master of the universe. Is that powerful? That He was going to be the all in all. The principalities and powers could not look in to the mystery of salvation. Death, burial, and resurrection. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. But as it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." So the revelation has got to come by the Spirit. "Eye hath not seen, neither ear heard." It's not even entered into our heart. The things that God has hidden from this world and the things of this world. Praise the Lord. But He's brought forth a mystery and a revelation that we might know it. Praise God. And it says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, even the deep things of God." It says in my word that a carnal man is dead. But a spiritual man is going to put on life and peace. I know that Paul in Rome, glory be to God for his avenue that he took in Rome, and this is at the height of his ministry, went into Rome, and he began to speak after all these years. I know we have some elders in here. Praise the Lord. And he was crying out, "O wretched man," the seventh chapter of the book of Romans. He said, "O wretched man that I am. The things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing." How many been there? Oh yeah. Praise the Lord. You know why you're there sometimes? Because it says in Mark 7, 21 and 22, it says, "The heart is wicked above all things, and who can know it?" There's 13 steps down into the old heart. You can read them right there. And the first one starts with evil imagination. I said it. People are running around here. They're all trying to kill me. Well, that comes with this worldly thing called paranoia. Paranoid. You find somebody that's on drugs, they're paranoid. They're always looking over. Somebody's watching them, or somebody's going to take them out. Brothers and sisters, it's powerful because that's the way a man is. But he said, "I'm no longer under the law of sin and death." Woo! I'm a new creation. Oh, wretched man that I am. But I'm under a higher law. And that higher law, woo, is the liberty of spirit and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and life. Is that powerful? See, to be carnally minded is death. But we're to mortify, put to death, put away from us that carnal mind, that we might have the mind of Christ. And it says in there, if the same Spirit that raised Jesus, my Lord, my Christ, from the dead, if it dwells in me, it will quicken, say, make alive. It will quicken my mortal body. Woo! And I'll put on immortality. I'll be changed. I've had this in my heart for several weeks. Glory be to God. Just a little thing about that caterpillar. I get on something and I just ride it right on home. Praise God. That little caterpillar, you know that little crawly fat thing? And it just sits there and it eats and gorges and it just feeds itself until it just puffs up and it gets full bore. And all of a sudden it said, "I better land this plane. My golly." So he stops on a limb or a bush or somewhere, and he makes a cocoon. And he has an old outside all over him. Brothers and sisters, it's powerful. He's in this cocoon. And then all of a sudden, things change. Praise God. And he eats his way out of that, and he becomes a butterfly. I've got that in my spirit. There's a change going on in this house. Whoo! You can't see it. I can't see it. But something on the inside, I feel it. There is a metamorphosis taking place. And guess where it comes from? The Word of God. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my Word will never pass away. That's the power of His Word. Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. And all of a sudden, this little gorgy worm comes out of that cocoon and he flies around and he's really beautiful, praise the Lord. And he floats and he's praising and worshiping the Lord. You watch him next time. Just watch that butterfly. And all he's doing is, whoo, whoo. I've never seen one flip over, but I've seen him do some pretty good aerobatics. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And he gets a little hungry. He don't go to the tree and eat the leaf. He goes to the flower and he gets in there and he takes of that pure, wonderful nectar. Isn't it wonderful when we get in the Spirit? We begin to be led by the Spirit and we come into the Lord. We break the Word open. And all of a sudden we get in a place where there ain't nobody else there. It's me and my Lord. And He brings forth the mysteries and revelation that He wants you to have. And you begin to dip into that nectar of the Lord. It's the hidden mysteries and the revelations that come by the power of the Spirit that He wants to give you life and that more abundant. You're no longer a lost ball in high weeds, but you know who you are. You know where you're going. And He wants to lift you, encourage and edify and strengthen you. And He gives you the power and the anointing of God, not only for yourself, for edification, but for others. He wants you to dump that out on others. If you love Me, you'll keep My commandments. And My commandment is go and heal the sick, raise the dead, open blind eyes, open stopped ears. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want to read a scripture out of Peter. Praise the Lord. Simple, simple scripture out of 1 Peter. Listen to this. Chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice. See, there's malice in the church today. And all guile. And hypocrisies. And envies. And all evil speaking. You can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 as you go on. Because Paul could not talk to the people spiritual things because they were just babes in Christ. So he had to speak to them carnal things. He said, because there's still division and strife, animosity, backbiting, all the junk that goes on. And if you ever find yourself doing this, you're carnal. And you have need of the Spirit of God, so that you can discern and know that Christ is present. The Holy Ghost, when you receive the power of God, it brings conviction. Praise the Lord. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost can be your best friend. Woo! But it wasn't given to you to have goosebumps and dance. It was to lead and guide you into truth. It was to correct you and direct you. It was to bring all things to your remembrance. It was to change you, praise the Lord, from a carnal mind to a spiritual mind. It's changing you from a caterpillar, whoo, to a butterfly, and feeding on the nectar of God and the peace that passes all understanding. Praise the Lord. And when we put off the old carnal mind, we begin to put on the mind of Christ, then we begin to grow. Glory be to God. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that they may grow thereby. If so, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also are living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. You know, Christ Jesus, Christ is the anointing and Jesus is the Word. And right here, it says, the sincere milk, but taste and see that the Lord is gracious. Praise the Lord. We're living stones. Glory be to God. Now I want to go to verse 9. I want to share with you, the Lord in Book of Revelations, the Book of Exodus, He talks about us being a priesthood. Is that powerful? He talks about here that we're a building of the Lord. This is the temple of God. Know ye not that you are the temple of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the living God? If any man defile that temple, God will destroy. Does that sound like once saved, always saved? don't sound like that to me. That's false doctrine. The Lord says that when you come to the Lord, you have to clean yourself up. He'll take all the baggage off of you, clean you up. Woo! Glory is you'll spit white and live right. Praise God. But you have to purge out the old leavening out of your own life. Praise the Lord. Now, if you've got a hitchhiker you're packing around, it can be bound and cast out. Praise the Lord. And you can overcome. Glory be to God. But look what it says here in verse 9. But you are a chosen generation. Woo! Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. You read it. You were chosen in Him before the foundation of this whole world. Is that powerful? Woo! Glory be to God. A holy nation, a peculiar people, that should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Mike seen the light, and he had to meet that man. Is that powerful? And when you come to the end of yourself, you need to meet that man. Glory be to God. You can't do without Him. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, I've heard so many things, that we are a royal priesthood, built up, fitly framed together. We're a building of God. I got to say this, praise the Lord, is some of the messages, but Abraham left his town. He searched all over for the city of God, whose builder and maker was God. It was built and made without hands. Praise the Lord. Reach over and tell somebody you're the temple of God. You are the house of God. He lodges in here. This is His house. Praise the Lord. So when your city, when your town and your building and your little position, we all get together. Brothers and sisters, the mystery of that is we are the city of God. We're the city of God that come together that is made without hands. Praise the Lord. It's powerful. And when we finally get to that place, it's going to be corporate. If I die before He comes, whoo, I'm going to that new city, that new Jerusalem. Because there's a place for me there. But if I live and not die, that thing's coming down out of heaven, and I'm going to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years on this earth. Woo, glory be to God. But the carnal men and women that have never received Jesus Christ are going to be put on the sideline for the white throne judgment, and they will not go no place for 1,000 years. They will be silent. Then they will be judged according to their life. Is that powerful? How come we're so quiet? Glory be to God. We should be excited. If you got Jesus, you should be dancing. You should be shouting. If you got the Holy Ghost, you should be sucking up this good old nectar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And just, whoo. Glory be to God. That's why we're not everybody's cup of tea, but we're a new creation. Thank you, Jesus. I got two more scriptures. Go with me to Exodus. That's the escape route. Praise the Lord. Exodus. Go to Exodus 19. We could get into all kinds of stuff here. I mean real trouble. This is written in the Old Testament for Israel. If you've been born again, if you've got the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in you, you've been engrafted in to the tree of life. It's contrary that we not boast, but we're putting on life. And I believe that we are spiritual Israel, because there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek and the Gentile. There's no difference. They're all one because of that tree. Praise the Lord. I'm excited because He took the time to engraft us in that we're spiritual Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to have rabbit stew. You go to Romans chapter 2, verse 26, 27, 28. It says, who is he that is a Jew? It isn't him that has been circumcised in the flesh, but it's he that has been circumcised of the heart. The circumcision of the heart takes away the carnal mind out of that old wicked heart and shows the headship of Christ. Christ in you is your hope. Oh, before that you were hopeless. But then you find out that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. And behold, all things become new. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to read this scripture here. Chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my commandments, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. If you've been born again, and your heart is circumcised and showing the headship of Christ, you are Israel. You're a Jew. Glory be to God. Turn with me to the book of Revelations, and I'm landing the plane here before I crash and burn. Chapter 5. Listen to this. And they, say we, sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. We sing a lot of blood songs today. We heard about Ike getting stabbed up 7 times. Glory be to God, and having a transfusion of God. Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. Not out there somewhere, on earth for 1,000 years. I want to encourage you today. Deep calleth unto deep. And his water spouts are springing up, and the bellows are coming over us. And praise the Lord. We read in the 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians, it says the washing of the water by his word. And praise God, brothers and sisters, keep bathing in this. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. We're very peculiar. We're not everybody's cup of tea. Glory be to God. And I'll tell you what, this place should be packed from wall to wall. But you know, everybody's got an agenda. And the Lord said in the end days, there'll be a great falling away. Men doing the things that they want to do. I praise the Lord that you come this morning. I praise God for the power and the anointing of His presence. And I know the roast is on and the cafes are open and everything, and it's 10 after 12. And I went beyond the mark. Praise the Lord. But I want you all to stand in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask the Lord to seal this word. Did it not fall by the wayside? We're corporate. We're the body of Christ, brothers and sisters. Is there any sick among you? Is there anyone that needs healing? Is there anyone that needs to be touched by the power of God? I ask you to come forward. Don't care who else is here. This is between you and the Lord. Praise God. And I'm going to open this up right now that we might pray for those that need prayer. This is one of the hardest places of ministry. It's getting them out of the, I call it the pew. We sit in that pew so long we stink sometimes. But I have this is my little team here. Praise the Lord. It's peculiar. It's different. But we have the power and the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ to lay hands on the sick. That's exactly what the Lord said. And we are excited about those of you that need Jesus Christ as your Savior. If there's anyone here that doesn't know the Lord or hasn't come into the Lord's experience, I highly recommend it. Praise the Lord. Another thing, if you've been baptized by sprinkling, you did it wrong and you need to go get dipped. Praise the Lord.